Hundreds of business leaders across the country are urging lawmakers in D.C. to sign the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the USMCA, into law. This is the agreement that would replace the 25-year-old NAFTA and open the doors for smoother trade among the three countries. Today, leading industry associations joined U.S. Chamber CEO Thomas Donahue in a press conference to once again put pressure on Congress to pass the deal. And joining us for just a couple of minutes to talk about more is John Murphy, Senior Vice President for International Policy at the U.S. Chamber. Thomas, thanks for being with us.
I'm sorry, John.
Thanks for being with us.
John,
let me ask you one quick question to start off with, which is, this seemed like something that could have somewhat smooth sailing with bipartisan agreement. What's the holdup right now, and what are you concerned about?
So I think you're fundamentally right that this is has the potential to be a bipartisan win. What's going on right now is that the trade agreement, which was concluded late last year, has gone through the usual review. There was an economic impact study to assess its benefits. That came out well. We've been moving through those procedures. But House Democrats, Speaker Pelosi and others, have said that there's a handful of issues where they're not quite satisfied. It's a limited list, and there are ongoing conversations between Speaker Pelosi and a working group of eight House Democrats who are meeting regularly with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to try and address those. They involve things like enforcement and labor and environment, and we're optimistic that they'll reach a kind of a deal and find a way to address those concerns. And then in September, when Congress comes back to town, we'll be able to move forward.
And why was this important to you to begin with, John? Like, give us a sense of the updates, the things that are new in this that you think need to go into place soon.
Well, this agreement will do two things. It will preserve and strengthen our trade with Canada and Mexico, which are by far our most important trading partners. And that's certainly true for Arizona. We've seen trade grow to the point that 12 million American jobs depend on trade with these two countries. They buy more U.S.-made manufactured goods than the next 11 countries on the list combined. They're that important. And so USMCA will hold on to the nearly entirely tariff-free access that American exporters have to Mexico and Canada, but it'll also modernize trade rules. There's a modernized intellectual property chapter. There's a landmark digital trade chapter. These things didn't really exist on this level back 25 years ago when NAFTA was negotiated. So this is really bringing trade and trade rules into the 21st century.
John, I apologize. Only a few seconds left for this question. But with the way the Trump administration has handled trade in general, with the president talking about tariffs and whatnot, has that turned out to be a concern in any way as far as making progress on this agreement, which, as we said, should have been a little bit more of a no-brainer?
Well, the threat to impose tariffs on Mexico a few weeks ago threw a monkey wrench in the gears. The good news is that didn't happen, and it looks like it's not going to happen. So if anything, it underscores the value of a trade agreement like that, this, which provides the certainty that American companies and farmers and ranchers that they need to be able, that they're going to be able to continue to access customers in Mexico and Canada. So if anything, it makes the agreement even more important.
All right, John Murphy, Senior Vice President for International Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate a few minutes of your time.
Thank you.